Paul Bissonnette is on the line right now. How are you today, Paul?
Good morning, guys. What's going on?
We're good, Paul.
We're doing well. I mean,
Paul, how'd you hear about this? Where'd this come from?
Well, I got a bunch of tweets about it, but this isn't the first time she tried to go on a Phoenix radio station. I go on all the time and basically try and slander my name. So I went on there and basically defended myself, and I guess I got to do the same here. And it's weird because the next day I was like, hey, like, why did you blast it on the radio? Like after the one on the Arizona station, and she was like, oh, I didn't say anything mean. I didn't say anything bad. So I was like, oh, okay, well, maybe people are just blowing it out of proportion. So then she sent out a tweet saying, hey, everyone, no, Paul's a great guy. I had a great time. So she sent out a tweet that way, and then I was kind of confused, and I contacted the radio station. I said, hey, send me that interview. Like, I want to hear it. So then I listened to it, and she just blasted me. And I was like, hey, I was like, I just listened to the interview. I was like, what's your deal? Like, what angle are you playing here? And she's like, oh, you can just go on and tell them I was lying and next time you're on. And so I was just confused by the whole thing. And basically when we went on a date, and on the date she said she 95% of what she says on the radio she lies about just to kind of get a rise out of people and obviously to build her brand and be famous. And, hey, do what you got to do to get famous. But if you're going to take that approach to it, karma's just going to come around and get you. Like, I was polite to her. I took her out for dinner. She never even thanked me for dinner. I mean, yada, 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 whatever happened after that, I'll leave that to everyone's imagination. But I'm pretty sure she told everyone. But
I don't think she did on our airways.
Not on our airways.
That's fine. That's your personal
And as you
thing.
Said, Paul, we'll leave that to everybody else.
Yeah, but it's just like, I contacted her. I was like, why would you do that? And she's like, oh, I wasn't mean. I didn't say anything mean. So, like, and yet she's still going on radio stations saying that I'm a douchebag. Well, I don't know, maybe she's so used to being treated like, so to speak, and that she doesn't know when a guy's just being nice. The whole time, all she did was talk about her. And anytime the conversation would derive to something else that was neutral, it was, she had no interest in it. All she wanted to do was talk about her, and that was fine. You know, like, we talked about how she's actually pretty smart. She has an education. Like, she graduated from college, and she's planning already doing what she's going to do after her adult film star. And I could tell you about her siblings, yada, yada, yada. I just listened and absorbed the information she gave me. And I just don't know how I'm a douchebag from that. I don't know. Like, I'm just baffled by this whole experience.
I'm assuming that it was one date. There hasn't been a second date because of this
stuff? No. Did you hear her talk?
Well, you just said she's smart.
Well, time out. There's a difference between book smart and socially smart.
No, I have buddies
who are brilliant, and then you try and talk to them. It's like, gross. Like, really? Are you really that stupid? Like, it was very painful. Obviously we haven't been together again, and I don't know how what's the definition of a douchebag? Like, I don't know. To me, it's someone who's not self-aware and just acts like a clown in public.
Hey, Paul, I guess my question would be, how did you get hooked up with her for your date?
Because we go on the same radio station. Like, she goes on and just talks, basically makes up all these fictitious stories about her and other guys, and you know, tell stories. And, you know, like, they're entertaining because people don't assume they're fake. But from our date, she said, yeah, they're, you know, she said to me, quote unquote, 95% what I say on the radio is a complete lie. And then she followed it up by, don't tell anyone I said that. So take it for what it's worth. And hey, like I said before, if you want to get famous off doing what you're doing, do it. But when you're slandering people on the way to get there, man, it's just a matter of time before it blows up.
Speaking with Paul Bissonnette from the Phoenix Coyotes, maybe we just need to get you hooked up with a nice, wholesome Canadian girl.
Oh, I know. I was going to say, I miss Toronto, man. I was there for that biosteel camp and the summer, and oh, man, what a 10-day trip that was.
Well, let me ask you.
I was going to say, Paul, I don't think you'd probably have any kinds of issues or problems if you came and you, you know, started taking applications, so to speak, in Toronto.
No. Well, this, like I said, like, hey, like, I know I live a certain lifestyle where I'm single and I like to go out and meet different girls, but never am I rude or, you know, it's you know, just be a nice person, and if things happen, they happen. That's why I'm baffled by this experience. I just think that maybe she hangs around with guys that never treat her like a human being, you know, and treat her based on what she does as a profession, where I don't care, you know. I was just going to meet some girl and, you know, and have dinner and conversation. I mean, obviously something happened afterward, but I think the biggest issue with her was, is she was pretty upset that I wouldn't, she tweeted, like, oh, I'm hanging around with this nasty, and tweeted it. And she's like, oh, retweet it. And I didn't want to, because no offense to her, but I didn't want people knowing I was out with her. Because for exactly the situation that New England Patriots player is in. And then she tweeted a picture of her herself with my shirt on. Like, I make these shirts for my website, and some of the proceeds go to charity, sauthockey.com, if anyone wants to know. And then she tweeted, and she's like, oh, retweet it. And I wouldn't do it. I just wouldn't. So I think maybe she took that as a shot. She was bitter about that. And that's why she's kind of trying to slander it, my name. But I don't know. I don't know, guys.
Well, Paul, listen, Movember's coming up, so you grow back that fancy mustache you had for a while. I'm sure you got no problem meeting more ladies. I think life goes on. You'll be just fine, man. You'll be just fine.
No, I know. There's tons here. It's great. 4-1 ratio around here.
Hey, just quickly, I know you've got to hit the ice, and we're actually going to hook up with Brian Arakpo from the Washington Redskins in just a couple of seconds. But just one quick one on the Coyotes and the start to the season overall. I mean, 9 games in. I would say arguably the toughest division in the National Hockey League right now, with the way that the Pacific is lining up.
No, yeah, it's the last 3 years that I've been in the Western Conference when I got picked up by Phoenix. It's definitely been the hardest division, arguably. I mean, everyone's got their opinion, but now that LA picked up a couple of those free agents and, you know, Mike Richards, and it's just hard. And as far as our start, we blew a couple wins there with Dallas. We had two there where we let them score with a minute left, and then they ended up winning in a shootout. So kind of gave some points away there. But all in all, it's been a decent start, and last night was a huge win, just a great team effort, and things are starting to click.
Paul, appreciate the time on the show today, and next time we talk, hopefully it's more just about sports and not the personal life.
Thanks for the rebuttal. Like I said, take her for what she's worth, and I'm sure people listening could get an understanding of what they're dealing with.
All right, Paul. Thanks for this.
See you guys.
There's Paul Bissonnette of the Phoenix Coyotes.